Yes, my voice is shot, but that's because I had a wonderful time at Texas Comic Con in 2013. This is Clay, and here's a little interview that I conducted.
My name is David Liss. I am a novelist, and I also write comics. You can learn more about my work at my website, which is davidliss.com. I've written for Marvel. I'm currently writing a book called The Spider for Dynamite. And I'll now answer your questions.
You said your books are out by Random House.
Yes.
And how many total? Just these five titles, or do you have more titles?
No, I have seven books out right now. I have a couple more in various stages of pre-production. And yes.
Okay. Just before I came up, somebody came up and picked up one of your books and said, "Hey, I've read this." And the husband and wife both read it, and they both said, "I loved it." How does that feel, man?
Well, it's nice. You know, I mean, this is what writers want. Is you put something out there, you want people to read it and enjoy it. And that's hopefully you do it because it's fun and you do it and other people enjoy it. And that's all you can ask for.
Have you been on the Spider for its whole run? I know it's only been around for a little while, right?
Yeah, well, the Spider is an old pulp character. It originated in the 1930s, and it's appeared in comic form before, but I've been on it the entire time Dynamite's been publishing it.
How many issues is out of the Spider right now?
We are getting ready to... I've just looked at the final draft of issue 13, which should be out in a few weeks.
Good. And you're the writing.
I'm
you're
the writer.
Okay. So without you, there is no comic.
Without me, there's another writer. There's a different guy writing.
Are you basing any of the story off of the original pulp characters and storylines?
What we're trying to do is we're telling original stories. We're not rewriting any of the pulp stories. We're trying to keep the same flavor as the pulp. But what we've done is relaunched the character in a contemporary setting. So a lot of the context will change because we live in a different world than the 1930s. I've tried to have the original pulp style secondary characters. For a story arc we're doing now, we have one of the original pulp villains who we've reimagined to give it a contemporary flavor. So we definitely have one eye on being completely original and one eye on paying proper homage to the source material.
And are any of your titles available on your website, or are they only from the publishers?
I think most of the comics are available through Comixology.
Comixology, yeah.
But I don't sell the comics themselves on my website.
And your books, are they only on Amazon and stuff?
You can find links to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and... Kobo, and they're also available where better books are sold.
Well, only the best books.
Only the best books are sold.
And yours are like in the front of the stack, right?
When they first come out, they are.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you.
The Concast is released under a Creative Commons license. Share it and spread the word, but don't make any money off of it. The views expressed on the Concast are those of the person expressing them. No more, no less. Email the Concast at chronictnt@gmail.com. That's chronictnt. Or find us on Facebook at The Concast. Music by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com.